Last year, my roommate moved out of the house we had been renting together for the past 4 years. By then, both of us had gotten better jobs and were getting paid more, and the house we had wasn't the best, so it was only a matter of time before one of us moved out to get their own place. After he moved, though, I was able to use more of the space in the house and actually just decided to stay there for another year or two. This happened during this time in early December. Our area was going through a week of some pretty bad snowstorms, and the office I worked at allowed us to work from home for a few days if we wanted to. Obviously, I chose to take the offer. I used my old roommate's bedroom as an office and worked throughout the day, but at one point while I was working, there was a knock at the front door. I left the room and checked who it was. There was a man on the porch in a heavy winter jacket. He didn't seem to be a worker or delivery person of any kind, just some regular guy. I opened the door, getting hit by a rush of snow and wind.
"How can I help you?"
The man smiled and apologized for interrupting my day, then explained his situation. He said his car got stuck in the snow right on the side of the road next to my house, and he didn't have a phone on him, so he asked if he could borrow mine. Obviously skeptical, I told him to give me a minute, then I closed the door and went to the other side of the house. I looked out the window at the road he was supposedly stuck on. There was a small SUV that looked like it had actually slid into the curb and gotten stuck in the snowbank. Now that I was pretty sure he wasn't lying, I grabbed a jacket and put on some shoes, then went back to the front door. I was still a bit skeptical, but I stood on the porch with him as he used my phone to call his brother, just so that if he did try to run with my phone or anything, I could chase after him or prevent him from leaving. After a quick call though, the man handed my phone back and thanked me, then walked away. I went inside and checked the window, seeing the man getting in his car. Thinking everything was settled now, I went back to the office and started working again. Around 7, I felt like I'd done enough for the day and took the rest of the night off. It was then that I remembered about the man and his car and went to check on it, but I was surprised to see that the car was still there and I could see the man moving around inside. It had been almost 3 hours by then, which made me wonder how he was still there. Maybe he was waiting for his brother to get off of work and pick him up. I didn't know, but I went to the kitchen and made some dinner, then sat on the couch to watch TV. I stayed up until about 9:30, then went upstairs to shower and get ready for bed. I turned the water on and got in the shower, but a few minutes in, there was an abrupt and sudden banging on the front door. It was loud and harsh, completely jump-scaring me and putting me in a fear-induced frozen state for a moment. The banging was so loud, it was shaking the walls, and even across the entire house, I could hear that it was coming from the front door. They were hitting it non-stop, and I could even hear them aggressively shaking the door handle. It was such a sudden burst of chaos that it was hard for me to know what to do. I turned off the shower and quickly got dressed, but as I left my room and walked down the upstairs hallway, everything stopped. It was just silent, no more sounds at all. I stopped in place, hearing only the wind from outside and feeling the eeriness set in, before I slowly walked downstairs and up to the front door. Nobody was there anymore. I quickly ran to the window, seeing that the car was still there, but the man was not inside of it. Not knowing what to make of any of it, I called the police. When they came, they noticed multiple sets of shoe prints in the snow, but they were covered up by the storm soon after. They took the license plate of the car though, and found a picture of the owner, and from what I could tell, it was the same guy that I'd helped on my porch. In the following days, they waited for him to turn up, but as far as I know, he never did. It's really disturbing to think about what could have happened that night right outside my door. Was it that same man desperately trying to get in for some reason, or someone else with a more malicious intent? It seems most think that it was the man running from someone and trying to get help, but what happened afterwards is still up for debate. Nothing is really known about that night. Where the man is now and what he was running from are just a few questions on a long list that will probably never be answered. It was January, and I was renting out a winter cabin that was by an ice fishing lake. It was a very small, bare-bones cabin with only the essentials and was only there for people like me who liked going out to the lake for fishing or ice fishing. I'd usually bring a friend along with me, but sometimes I went by myself and never had any issues with it. I had planned out 3 days there, with no other real plans in mind except sitting out by the lake and fishing. On the first day when I got there, I set up my things in the cabin and made myself at home, brewing some hot coffee and relaxing by the fireplace for most of the afternoon. This cabin was only a single room, so the bed, fireplace, and everything else was all in one area. Anyway, I fell asleep early and woke up at 7 a.m. to go out to the lake. It was about a 10-minute walk from the cabin, down a short forested path that was entirely covered in snow. Once I reached the lake, I found a good spot and got my things situated, drilled into the ice, and started fishing. I find it to be really stress-releasing to just sit there and fish, though I do know a lot of people find it to be boring. I stayed on the lake for several hours, probably 3 or 4, then packed my things as the snow was starting to pick up and the wind was getting heavier. I walked off the lake and back onto the path, but immediately noticed a set of footprints in the snow going alongside mine from earlier. They went right up to the edge of the lake I was at, then turned around and went back down the path toward the cabin. Feeling a little uneasy that someone was out here and had been right behind me, maybe watching me, I chose to follow the prints and see where they led. They mostly went along with the path, going right back to the cabin, but instead of going up to the cabin, they veered off into the woods. As far as I could see, they continued in a straight line, going through the trees. Even more confused and slightly nervous, I went back inside the cabin and warmed up by the fireplace. There was nothing else out here for miles from what I was aware of, so anyone being out here was just odd, especially in the winter. I made food and stayed in the cabin for the rest of the night, keeping the fireplace running and mostly just reading. But about an hour after sunset, I heard movement outside. A very light crunching in the snow, but in the recognizable pattern of someone walking. I moved over to the window and looked, instantly seeing a figure out by the trees, walking toward the path. They were wearing thick clothing, covering every part of them, making it hard to get any details on what they looked like. Once they got to the path, though, they turned and started coming right for the cabin. I ducked my head down, now just listening to the footsteps getting closer and closer until they were right up to the wall. The footsteps moved to the side, coming right up to the window I was hiding under. Their shadow moved around like they were peering inside the cabin, but then they stopped. I tilted my head up, seeing their eyes staring right back at me. I jumped away, now standing a few feet from the window, as the person quickly tried to lift it open. I ran and grabbed a nearby knife, but after a few more attempts at opening the window, the person ran off. I watched their figure disappear into the snowy woods, going in the same direction I'd seen them come from. After that, I packed up and ran for my car, leaving the area only a few minutes later. I don't know who they were or what they wanted, but they knew I was staying there after seeing me at the lake and willingly came back in the middle of the night to try and break in through the window, so they definitely had something horrible in mind. Luckily, I got out unharmed, but I have a feeling that that night was close to being my last. This happened in January of 2020, when I was 18. Over winter break, I had signed up for DoorDash since a couple of my friends were also doing it. I didn't really need the money, as I was in high school and still living with my parents, but it was more to just have something to do. And as a kid, a couple $100 a week was pretty nice. My first few nights went smoothly. I got the hang of it after the first 3 or 4 orders, and after that, it was all just the same sort of work cycle. During my second week, I started working more though, getting excited about making money for the first time and trying to make as much as I could. My friends were doing the same and had mentioned that on days with bad weather, you'd usually make even more. So on the one night when snow started coming down, I chose to hit the road and do some deliveries. For the first hour, I was FaceTiming one of my friends as we were both driving around, but he stopped and went home around 8. It was Saturday, so I could stay out as late as I wanted, but by 10, I was getting a little bored. I took up one more order. I got the bag and drove to the neighborhood it was in. This was just some regular street with very average houses. By now, the snow had covered up everything though, which made it both hard to drive and hard to see the numbers on the houses. I slowly made my way down the street until finally finding the right address. It was a 2-story, typical-looking suburban home that still had Christmas lights hanging on the trees outside. I parked and put my hazards on, then got out. I double-checked that the bag had everything as I walked up the driveway, but as I approached the porch, I saw that the front door was open. Not all the way, but enough to be strange considering it was snowing and cold. I figured it was so I could leave the bag inside the house rather than out in the snow. So when I got up to the door, I pushed it a little bit more open and slid the bag inside the house. But just as I pulled my phone out to take a picture for confirmation, I heard a woman's voice yell from across the house. She asked if I was the delivery person dropping off her order. It sounded like a young woman, maybe even early 20s.
"Yeah, I put it right here in your doorway,"
I said, not expecting the conversation. The woman responded right away, saying I could push the door open and bring the bag to her. I knew it was strange to be asking me to go inside their house, but I pushed the door open just to see where they were. Past the entrance, there was a long hallway that led to what I think was the kitchen, and on the wall, I could see the clear shadow of the woman who was presumably standing right around the corner.
"Where do you want me to bring it?"
There was a long moment before the woman responded. She leaned half of her body around the corner and showed herself at the end of the hallway, telling me to just bring it over to her and gesturing with her hands for me to come in. But as she went back around the corner and out of sight, I realized that the shadow outline on the wall hadn't moved with her. It was someone else's shadow, standing somewhere by her around the corner. I stood there for a second as I felt blood rush through my body. Then I quietly placed the bag down and took a few steps back before turning and rushing away from the house. I stumbled into my car and glanced back at the house as I pulled away. In the front window, the figure of a large man approached and watched as I left. I stopped at a nearby gas station to catch my breath and rethink everything that happened. It was pretty clear by how everything played out that this was some kind of setup, but I also knew the police would have nothing but my word to go off of. I did end up reporting it, but when they went to the house to ask the woman about what happened, she denied that anyone else was there and denied the officers access to search the home for anyone else. So, like I said, the police were unable to do anything at the time. What the woman and the man were trying to do by getting me inside their house is unknown, and I can only imagine that I wouldn't be here right now if I had gone inside without thinking twice.